Notes from the Field is a series about CLC foreign missions. Today we look at persecution of the truth in India. If there ever was a place where Paul's words apply, quote, exchanging the glory of the immortal God for images resembling mortal man or birds or animals or reptiles, Romans 1:23. It is in India, with over 1.3 billion people. Down through the years, Hinduism in India has acted as an amorphous cloud that hovers over the country and absorbs all into itself. The ancient native village gods, too, were absorbed into the Hinduism we see today. They worshiped literally thousands of gods. For instance, you can find a black rat god. There are even Hindus who claim Jesus as a god to them personally, but only as one god among many others, including Vishnu, Shiva, Krishna, and so forth. Of course, our Lord is the immortal God. There are no others. As Acts 4:12 says, there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Today in India, the people with whom we are in fellowship believe and teach this truth. Because they do, there is persecution, both open and behind the scenes. What follows is adapted from a report by one of our brethren in India. Names and places are withheld for obvious reasons. We begin. I herewith submit this on the persecution of our pastors. When India became independent, the Constitution Assembly adopted a constitution which declared India to be a secular state. The danger began when Hinduism became associated with political power. Hindu nationalists began to win political leadership in a previously secular government. They played on Hindu sentiments to stay in power. The Rashtriya Swayamsevak Sangh, or RSS, for example, is a paramilitary Hindu nationalist group that has been involved in widespread persecution of non-Hindus, including Christians. It and various other Hindu political groups, as well as the Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, are opposed to our church activities. For example, a local member of the state legislative assembly opposed one of our pastors in his church building construction work and had him beaten several times. Pastors have faced false court charges against them. Many pastors have been threatened. There has been opposition to our Jesus Film project and the work of our gospel team. One pastor's daughter was attacked and raped by Hindu revivalists. This persecution has not ended, and yet Christian love has no limits. We show our Christ's love to them by praying for them and for their repentance. One man, Jesus Christ, died for all, as we learn from 2 Corinthians 5:14. Once again, we are seeking fellowship with a Lutheran pastor and his congregation. The man asked that I not come in person, as it would draw down persecution on him. Instead, we had several of our local pastors visit him, and they pursued doctrinal discussions with him. The animal gods are out in force. On the way to one of our meetings, I saw a 40-foot statue of Hanuman, the monkey god. The big festival is held each year for Ganesh, the elephant god. Statues of Ganesh are sold and then taken to the river or sea to be sent out into the water and sunk. The statues dissolve into the water like paper mache. Among those resembling mortal man are Shiva, the destroyer god, Vishnu, the creator god, and Krishna, who's often portrayed as a little blue boy playing a flute. Perhaps if I were not a Christian, I'd pick for my favorite god, Lakshmi, the goddess of wealth. A lot of people look to her for, you know what? Once when I was eating at a restaurant, I saw a calendar on the wall with Lakshmi portrayed on it. She was riding a tiger. That certainly seems appropriate, for with her you certainly have a tiger by the tail. And she always gets her way, what with her many arms. This would all be comical were it not that the false religion of Hinduism holds literally millions and millions of people in its dark grip. By contrast, what a great joy it is for us to know that we have a part in proclaiming the gospel in India through our brethren there. Our men do not hesitate to go into strong RSS areas to speak the word of God, and God has continued to use them and us to proclaim the good news in India, the CLC's largest and second oldest mission field. Pray that the word of the Lord may speed on and triumph. 2 Thessalonians 3:1. This article was written by David Koenig, who served as a foreign missionary in Africa, India, and elsewhere. Though officially retired, he continues to be active in the Synod's mission endeavors.